Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Sadowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquet. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. And now, play ball. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keogh moves to second. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keogh scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Geiger moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Geiger moves to third. Wertz moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Geiger tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball four. Wertz moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh who is chasing the ball. Brandt reaches third base with a triple. Gentile scores. Courtney goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone has Brandt trapped. There's the throw to Sadowski and back to Malzone, who tags Brandt for the out. Robinson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is called out on strikes. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keogh for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding strikes out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Courtney takes first base on ball four. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadowski is hit by the pitch. Button moves to second. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbouquet bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Button moves to third. Sadowski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Button tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Orioles. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Estrada fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. One out. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0-for-1 in the game. Estrada is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keough throws the ball into Runnels, who tags Pilarczyk trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Breeding moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding misplays the ball. That's an error on Breeding. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. he's got two RBIs. Brandt takes first base on ball four. Gentile moves to third. Courtney moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Keough throws the ball into Malzone, who tags Hansen trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gentile scores. Courtney scores. Brandt goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button takes first base on ball 4. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sadowski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Orioles. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbouquet is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keough for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Albie Pearson pinch hits for Chuck Estrada. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Breeding bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Runnels covering, for the out. Pearson moves to second. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pearson moves to third. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Stevens steals second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Don Budden. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing shortstop. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hansen strikes out. 2 outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby now playing left field. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Bill Monbouquet. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Keogh bunts towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.